I hope everybody remembers what are we talking about. We are talking about the tricky work of intelligence. Okay, how did we arrive there? A couple of stories, remember? Nine different stories, nine different subjects we touched. Right at the beginning was, what is this all about? This is all about becoming a part of we. In addition to that I, which in human being will rise up to be capital I, that enormous one. You see, that is for the animal. You are like a coin, you have two sides. One side is the actual machine, animal, right? This animal has a logic. That logic attends to rules and regulations, the order. The other side is a part of this we, which is humanity, culture, civilization, whatever it is, we are all together in it. Becoming that. Going, studying, understanding, and bring it back here. We are talking about a special path, which we could give you only the direction of the path. Do you remember what the direction is? Very simple. Look at the animal. The direction that the animal tends, do the opposite, the other side. It's other side of the coin. And at the end of the first paragraph, we realize that, remember, there is one thing that is our domain, really. That's imagination. We are talking in that domain. And with imagination, we're not talking about thinking or imagining something. We're talking with a special way of seeing the universe that belongs to us. Existence belongs to the chair. Dream belongs to some animals. But the universe of imagination is ours. Thinking, talking, culture. This is what we are talking about, right? He said, there are two pictures of the human being. First one is logical one, is the picture of the animal. There is another picture, which is not the animal, is the breath of something we call hap. And to us, it means all the good stuff. And none of those stuffs are provable. So we are not in the business of proving something. Because we cannot. So how are we managing our stuff? We say, oh, beauty. Always remember the beauty. You cannot prove the beauty of a beautiful stuff. To understand it, you need the taste. If you develop a taste, you will understand the beauty. Period. So we attend to that. For that matter, first we let go of the imagination of this, which is self-believer. Then we let go of the show-off of intelligence, which is the serpent. Then we attend to ourselves. Because outside is not my responsibility. This is my responsibility. I attend to it. How do I do that? How do you attend to yourself? First of all, you have to erase something. To make place for the new stuff, we want to add, okay? The thing that you have to remove is that silly wish you have to have it instantly. That wish you have to know the spell, and they will tell you, oh, this is zikr. If you say this 20 times an hour, you will see the magic. And you attend to it and you expect that something happens in a day or month or something like that. It's something like that. You wish things like that. Let me tell you, if it happens like that, you will be thrown apart. You will not know yourself anymore. Because that's how it goes. What you wish is a dark lion. Stop it. No more enormous wishes. Then what? Then he said, do not feed the animal. Okay, God willingly, it will be good or so and so. By all those means, you have to do your stuff. This is a practical stuff. How? Because philosophically, everybody knows that in this universe, there is form and the essence. Everybody knows the essence is important. Then what? Do we get rid of form? Because form is the only instrument, the only instrument, the only instrument, the only instrument.